I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Japan has postponed the Summer Olympics an entire year, and the economic impact could be devastating. And Moroccans fleeing hardship arrive in Spain to face some culture shock. But a cup of cold water helps to ease the impact and actually opens doors. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But the story everybody's talking about is the coronavirus dealing another discouraging blow as officials postpone the Summer Olympic Games to 2021. Joe Handley of Asian Access tells us.
Japan as a society is disappointed that we're having to delay. Likewise, all of us that are doing ministry related to the Olympics have a sense of disappointment. However, we also want the world to be safe. We realize what's at stake. And so we're trying to reach out in a different way to be the hands and feet of Christ in the midst of a crisis.
Forecasters say the move could push Japan's finances further into the red, possibly triggering a recession. And ministries like Asian Access share the fiscal concern.
We'd like to re-implement those plans that we have, but we have no idea the economic fallout and how it will impact ministries like ours.
At the same time,
it's a perfect time to be the hands and feet of Christ, because this is a world that is in just great anxiety right now. Anything we can do to gather together in community, whether that's via an online format or calling people, that's encouraging.
Ask God how He wants you to respond and then follow where He leads. Next, Bethlehem remains under lockdown, along with many other parts of the world, due to the coronavirus. Mercy Aiken, a volunteer at Bethlehem Bible College, says,
"The people that live in Bethlehem have been under curfew many, many times in their history. During the first intifada and the second intifada, there were times when the whole town would be put on curfew, sometimes for a month or even longer. People would be allowed out for short periods of time to buy food, and the rest of the time they would have to stay inside their homes."
Many, even in the U.S., now find that situation familiar. Aiken says the timing of the shutdown means Bethlehem will suffer financially, since the town gets so much tourism around Easter.
It's also very interesting that it's occurring during Lent, which is a time of stripping and a time of embracing the cross and a time of humbling oneself and a time of simplifying oneself and inviting God in a greater measure as we look towards the cross and the resurrection. So I'm just sort of embracing this whole experience as part of my Lenten experience.
As the virus locks down so much of the world during Lent, use the time to prepare for the celebration of Easter. People need to hear the good news that Christ has defeated sin and death. And driven by scant hope for their future, Moroccans head to Spain in search of economic stability and educational opportunities. And there, culture shock awaits. Christian workers in Spain try to help them transition into stable lives by providing things like food and language training. One mission worker, whom we'll call Grace, says this is truly a moment where a cup of cold water in Jesus' name plants a seed for a deeper relationship.
They're not seen as a project or as a number, but they understand truly we're investing in their lives and we care about them. And so in that safe space, that really gives us the freedom and the opportunity to share with them and to share what Christ means for us. And often it can be in sharing our own personal testimony and what we have seen God do in our own lives.
Unlike Morocco, Spain affords extensive religious freedom. Freedom like this is new to Moroccans, and it provides the space for a spiritual quest to blossom. Grace says it's a beautiful process.
I have one friend that I study Arabic with, and we've known each other for some years, and she's really beginning now to ask those questions, to seek the answers of who is Christ. And I know that she's wrestling now with this message is appealing. I'm drawn by His love, but what does this mean for my life? What does this mean for my family? And so for everyone, the process or the timeline can be different, but it takes time to consider those questions.
Ask God to plant the seeds of hope in the hearts of incoming Moroccans and that they'll encounter believers to help them grow. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.